Let's do now, this is Laws of Prayer. We're up to chapter 90. And the chapter 90 deals with Din Mokim Haroi Lispalel V'Hoylech Baderech Boichov Heisivim. We're talking now about what is the proper place to pray. Where could you pray? And also, what is one who's going on the road? What does he do? This includes 25 subsections. Aleph. So the first halacha subsection says, "Hamispalel tzorich sheyochin mokem roi litfilosi." A person who prays needs to prepare himself a proper place where he can pray. We want to make sure that you can not going to be interrupted, that you're not going to be distracted. So you got to prepare yourself a place, a fitting place, and also v'sheyochin lo begodov. You also need to prepare your clothing. You should have respectful clothing when you're going to pray. And also, v'gufoy, your body should be clean. You shouldn't need to run to the facilities. You need to be check yourself out first. And also, machshavta, and also your thought, so that your thoughts should be able to be directed to Hashem. So he mentions here your garment, your body, and your thought. And now he's going to explain what do we mean a place? Mokim ketzad. What kind of place we're talking about? He says, Lo yomid lo yal gabi mito, v'lo yal gabi kise, v'lo yal gabi safsal, v'lo yal gabi mokim govoya. A person should not stand, not al gabi mito, not on a bed, v'lo yal gabi kise, not on a chair. Again, we're talking about specifically the amida we're talking about. This is the tefillah we're talking about over here. V'lo yal gabi safsal, not on a bench. V'loya gabi mokum gavoya, not in any high place, v'yispal and daven. Ela b'mokum namuch, but in a low place. You don't want to stick out, and you don't want to be high or haughty or show yourself big when you're davening before Hashem. Lifi she'ein gavuhus lifnei ha'mokum. There is nothing high you can't make. Hashem doesn't tolerate, sort of. There's no high, elevated before Hashem. Al contrary, we with Shenema in the verse, it says, "Mima'amakim krosicha Hashem." It says, "I call you from the depth." That's what the verse states. That's the verse in Tehillim in chapter 130, verse 1. So he says, "V'im hoya zokin or choila." If the person is either elderly or he's sick, shekoshel leledit min amito, it's difficult for him to go that get out of bed. Get out of bed. Muter lamid oleho, he's permitted to stand over there, so that's okay to stand on the bed. I'm going to assume it doesn't have like a moving mattress or something like that. I mean, he'd probably fall down or things like that. But we're talking maybe a different kind of bed, which is stationary. Maybe it's just a board over there or something like that. Straight board, a flat board. People didn't have all these conveniences we have today. Could have been a flat surface over there. So you're permitted to stand on it if he can stand there. So he says, V'chein shliach tzibur. The same thing is true for a chazen, who is the agent of the community, who's leading the services, shetzarich lashmil litzibur. He needs to have the community hear him. He has to say it out loud so that the people can hear him. Muter le'lamed al gabi mokum gavoy. He is permitted to stand on a high place so that his voice will carry, so people will hear him. Afila gabi kifsel kisev esavsel. Even if he needs to stand on a chair or on a bench. Ve'ein bozeh. I mean, I'm assuming that this is referring to when he's doing the repetition of the Amida. Or maybe that's where he's standing when he's doing the first Amida too. Ve'ein bozeh mishum gavus. That would not be included haughtiness, standing up high. Kivon shekavanosi bozeh kedei lashmi elitzibur. Since his intention is in order to have the community hear him. So it's not considered to be haughty by getting up there. Actually, so he says now, v'achshav nagu, but the tradition now is shamokim shashatz oimed alav, that the space where the leader of the services stands there, hu amuk mishar beis hakneses, it's actually deeper, it goes down, it's deeper than the rest of the shul, mishumim amakim krasicha. because of from the depth I call you. So to represent the physical depth, so you make actually the space lower. We don't do that in actuality, but in some shuls they do that, he says over here. And he says, therefore, the leader of the services, the shliach tzibur, the agent of the community who's the leader of the services, he's always referred to as the one yored lifnei hateva. He descends in front of the box, the amud. That's the place where he's davening. It's always called descending. Why is he descending? Because in those days he used to be deep, and that's where the shliach tzibur would go down. Siv base. Shiur makum gavaya sha'amru. What is the amount? We say you can't stand in a high place. How high does it have to be? What would be considered to be high? Hugimu tefachim, that's three hand breadth. That's the, if it's higher than that, that's considered standing on a high place. Shapachos mikain ein gavoy nikar. Because if you have less than that, in other words, a lower area, like a little step stool or something like that, that's not recognizable and that doesn't apply to that. But what happens if it is an elevated area, but it's a wide area? Yesh boy, dalad amas al dalad amas, and it has 4 amas by 4 amas. So that means, about 6 feet, whatever. Yeah, so that's a stage area already. So then that's also not considered standing up high. Hariu kaliyah, because that's considered like a upper level. It's not a, it's, you're not standing up high, but you're on another level. Umutar li yispalul boy, and it's permissible to pray on that spot. V'cheinim hoyo mukuf mechitzis, the same thing is true if it's surrounded by walls, that area that you're standing. Avo pich ein boy dal da damal damas, even though it doesn't have this, the measure of 4 by 4, still, amas, mutar li yispalul boy, you can still daven there. Shein govoy nikar, the height isn't recognizable. Shechalak rishus la'atzma, because now this is a separate area because it's fenced in, so it's a separate area, so you can stand over there. Now the Rebbe, for the longest time, would refuse. To stand on a bima, on an elevated area, on the bima, or elevated area, during the services, especially when it came to the high holidays, and many guests would come from overseas, from all over the world, would come to be in 770 together with the Rebbe for the holidays. The amount of people and the space over there was just not sufficient, and of course we don't use any loudspeakers or anything else on the Shabbos or Yontav. And a lot of the people wanted to observe the Rebbe, how the Rebbe davens, how the Rebbe does, you know, they wanted to learn from the Rebbe's, just wanted to watch the Rebbe davening. And the Rebbe did not, for a long time, go up on the bima. He just was on the floor. But the situation, again, I'm not, that's just my interpretation, I'm not here to say, but the situation became almost hazardous to the extent that it was dangerous for people because of the pushing. So the Rebbe finally agreed to sit on a bima, but that bima, of course, was large enough. It had also walls around it, so it had all the qualifications. There wasn't a problem, but eventually, during the holiday season, the Rebbe would sit on top. Of course, whenever there was a gathering and the Rebbe needed to be higher up, so the people that was Rebbe there, but we're talking about, I'm talking about specifically for the entire prayers.
Is it just as crowded now? Is that the Rebbe?
Yeah, it's pretty, the holidays gets pretty, gets pretty squishy these, like sardines, you know, in the can, you know, it's you're pretty, okay, so let's do one more. Now, in subsection 3, Siv Gimel, Ha'umonim sh'olu lasis melocha lebala bayis b'reish ha'zayis or b'reish ha'teina. So you have craftspeople, you have workers. So they go up, they climb up to the top of the olive tree or the top of the fig tree. They're doing work for the balabais. Vigiz man tefila. And now the time of the davening. They're up there on a scaffold or whatever, climbed over there by the tree on the branches, standing up there. Now there is the time for prayer. Okay? So what are we going to make them go down and all the way down again? No. So we say, Aimdim sham umispalim. They can stand right there and they can pray over there. The ain boze mishum lo yamad odom al gabi mokum govoya vigispalim. That does not count for standing on a high play in davening. Shekiv on shalul shalas shamalachtom, since they had gone up there to do work. Kemosha olu la'aliyah. It's just like they went up to an attic. It's up there. It's a separate place. It's a place they're going to went up to do work. Avo b'shari lonis tzrichim leirin lamata lispalu. But if it's other trees, an apple tree or other trees, they need to go down and daven. V'lomu nishtanu azayis. How come it's different, the olive and the fig tree, than all than the other trees? Because they have more branches, many branches, more than trees. So there's a lot of branches over there. It's such great trouble to go up and down. It's not easy to get up those trees and come down those trees. And it's going to be taken away from the work. They got to work. So taking up in time takes away time. That's why they say they should daven over there, so they don't have to go through the trouble of coming down. But if we're talking about other trees that don't have such a waste of time of work, because it's easy to get up and down, so then they should go down. Avo balabai, this is only an excuse for worker, they're working for somebody else, they can stay up there. But if we're talking the owner himself is up on the fig tree or he's up on the olive tree, balabai's kivon she'enim mishubit l'mlocha, he is not enslaved to the work, he's not a hired worker. Shehu birshus atzme, because he's in his own boss. Tzarich leire dafilu meresh hazayiz v'ata'eino. He must descend even if he's on the top of the olive tree and the top of the fig tree. Lefish ain't daitim yusheves olov, because his mind is not relaxed on him. Kishayimet bereisha ilan, when you're standing up there, because you're worried, you know, shouldn't fall down. Shemisyarish leipel, you worry shouldn't fall down. Ve'ena yochel kaven hetev, and he's not able to keep his mind kavana properly. Ve'imikulaitzel poyim shubitul malacha lekidas abalabais. If we find that it was lenient by workers because of bitul malacha, so they weren't as lenient when it comes to the balabais, when it comes to the owner, that in that case he must go down and do the Amida, and then he can go ahead and do back if he wants to go.